Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the Sea Dogs podcast. All things Scarborough Athletic FC, presented by me, Paddy Billington, from This Is The Coast and brought to you in association with the winning team at North East Security Shutters. And this is a special King of the Comebacks episode. Kingsland, you get it? After the most extraordinary of matches yesterday at the Walk Stadium in West Norfolk. Unbelievable! Coming up in this episode, we'll hear the goals as they went in for Borough in that second half. We'll talk about the local journalist from King's Lynn who was goading me with his headline on his laptop in front of me throughout the second half, talking about the Linnets' unbeaten run continuing. I was just hoping that he'd have to change it, and he did, ultimately. We'll also hear an in-depth interview with Scarborough Athletic manager John O'Greening. And what is possible in the final three games? Because the teams that Scarborough are playing in these remaining league matches, we haven't lost to so far this season. In fact, we've collected 7 out of a possible 9 points from the remaining opponents. So, that bodes well. Is it going to be another extraordinary finish to another extraordinary season for Borough? It's all to come on episode 39 of the Sea Dogs podcast with me, Paddy. Come on, this is going to be fun, this one. Thank you as always for downloading the Sea Dogs podcast, and get it wherever you get your podcasts from. It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, and always at thisisthecoast.co.uk/podcasts. Well over 60,000 downloads now and counting. Right, before we hear from Scarborough boss Jonathan Greening, it's quite an in-depth interview as well, following yesterday's win. Let's replay the second half goals as they went in.
Well, welcome back to King's Lynn Town FC here in West Norfolk in the bright sunshine. Scarborough are losing 3-0 at half time. We're about to get underway shortly in the second half. So, if you are still listening in, we do appreciate that. It's not been the best first half to commentate on, but there's still 45 minutes at least of football to be played, and who knows? Football sometimes creates amazing stories, but we will see. And Scarborough gets underway in this second half. Cameron Wilson, and now Colville, and now Wiles. The number 14 to the penalty area. Low ball down. Oh, nice little play between Hall and Barnes, and a shot comes in. And it's in the back of the net. Scarborough got a goal back. That was really good from the Sea Dogs. The low ball into the box, and eventually fell to Hall, who blasted it into the bottom corner. And that near silence, what we want to hear, really, early on in the second half. Scarborough pulled a goal back just 3 minutes into the second half. Harry Green, right by the corner flag, tries to get past his man. Does well there, but it is cleared by King's Lynn in the all blue with the yellow sleeves. And now Maloney will play it down the line towards Green. He always looks very confident on the ball. Manages to keep it in and find... Oh, Barnes, that's beautiful from Barnes. Oh, lovely back heel to Colville as well into the penalty area. Played back to Maloney. Has a shot and it's in for 3-2. Scarborough back in the game. 3-2, and it's Lewis Maloney. Scarborough losing by 3-2 at the moment, but they were 3-0 down after about 22 minutes. They've played the better football and they've scored 2 goals this half, but it's not going to be enough. We're going to go home with nothing unless we can get a goal. Now Barnes, lovely ball into Wellagy, edge of the penalty area. He's surrounded by blue shirts though, dispossessed. Barnes trying to win the ball back, and Maloney now, he'll scoop it in. Harry Green there, just gone past him. Can we get a shot away? There's a pillar in the way, so I can't quite see. Colville now does a lovely little turn there, lays it off, and it is going to be an equaliser for Scarborough, and it's that man again, Cole Hall. Jimmy Beadle runs onto the pitch. Oh, yes. Lewis Maloney holds his hands to his ears, to the home fans. We've got a bottle being kicked in fury from the home dugout, and Scarborough Athletic have equalised. It's 3-3. And Cole Hall places the ball down, and Scarborough are going again. We've got the Scarborough fans bouncing up and down now. Cole Hall lifts his arm up to salute the cheers from the Scarborough fans. He won't be enough for Jono, this. He won't be enough. He's going to want to go for the win, isn't he? We've won this second half 3-0. Amazing, really, away in Norfolk after that awful 20 minutes. But we've played some good football in this game, but Scarborough out of time if they're going to get this winner. Is it going to happen, though? Harry Green gets past his first man, gets past his second. Can we get something? Can we get that winner? It's in the back of the net! I don't believe it! Scarborough have gone and won it! They've snatched victory from the jaws of defeat! This is extraordinary! You've just witnessed the most incredible comeback Scarborough's players run over and salute their fans. They were 3-0 down at half time and have scored four goals. That's right, four goals in the second half to win this game 4-3. We never saw this coming at half time.
Yeah, absolutely extraordinary. Those days are what it's all about, being a football fan, aren't they? They don't come around that often, but when they do, my word, you enjoy it and you remember it. For those Scarborough fans who were lucky enough to be there in the sunshine in West Norfolk yesterday, a day they'll never forget. And hopefully if you were listening in as well, you enjoyed that second half. I'm sure there'll have been plenty of people who switched off after 20 minutes when we were 3-0 down, thinking, that's it, it's Easter Monday, you know, it's bank holiday, let's go and do something else, let's go to the pub or go out for a walk or something, just enjoy the weather, let's forget about the football, and then maybe just checking the scoreline on Twitter or something later on, thinking, what on earth is going on, and maybe tuning back in to the commentary. Just unbelievable. And it was such a long journey as well. The holiday traffic leaving Scarborough yesterday morning was awful. Big delays everywhere. It was really stressful to try and get there on time to do the commentary. And then as soon as I set up, the goals were going in against us, and it was just like, why did we bother? And then that second half. Right, I caught up with Jonathan Greening straight after the final whistle. Quite an in-depth chat this as well. Enjoy.
Jono, firstly, 22 minutes in when we were 3-0 down, what were your thoughts at that point in the game?
Well, my thoughts were just what a tragic start it was. You know, everything we said before the game, you know, how we had to be, you know, really, really tight as a team, you know, because they really hurt you with the long balls up to the two strikers, and the two strikers are good players. So we wanted to be really compact and have a good shape about us. But we were a little bit ill-disciplined. You know, we give sloppy fouls away. Obviously, they scored in the 3rd minute, 7th minute and 20th minute or something like that. And, you know, they didn't really have to do much work to do it. You know, 3-0 up, 20 minutes, and you're thinking, well, we haven't started like we wanted to. Really, was just waiting for half time to come so I could give them a good dressing down and just remind them of, you know, how good a team they are when they work hard. I think they, I don't like to say this, but I think they started the game really well, maybe surprised a little bit. They were first to most balls, they were winning the duels, competing better than us. We were making sloppy mistakes, yes, but just reminded the players of the values and, you know, stuff like that, but we've come to agree as a staff and as a team over the last 3 years, which is, you know, you have to be the hardest working team every single time you go on the pitch. You know, you have to compete, you have to win the duels first before you can even start to play football. Reminded them of, you know, all that kind of stuff, and that they are good players, and yes, we have been poor, yes, we have made mistakes, but we can turn it around. I did say to him that, you know, once I was 3-0 down in my playing career at half time, we came back and won the game 4-3. So when we finished the game and obviously we'd won, a lot of lads are celebrating and saying, oh, Gaffer, we're the same as you, we've come down from 3-0 behind and won 4-3. And I said, I was only joking, mate, it's never happened to me in my life. I said, it's absolutely incredible what you've done. There's not many teams who can come back from 3 goals down and win the game 4-3. So I used a bit of reverse psychology. That was the last thing I said to him before they went out, after a bit of a harsh talking to. But yeah, I just wanted to remind them that they're good players, you know, when they work hard, you know, and they compete and they win the duels and they move the ball quickly with intent and get it to wide areas, and you know, you've got fullbacks, you know, overlapping, underlapping, and you know, you get good quality through balls to the strikers, and we've got midfield runners, we can beat anybody. And I've said it all season, and I said it all last season, on our day we can beat anybody if we turn up. Like second half, we've absolutely battered them from pillar to post.
Yeah, but I mean, even in the first half, I mean, like, Finlay Barnes looked like he was enjoying himself. We were 3-0 down, but we had space. We were running at them, and we were actually really good in possession for all of the game, really, after that 22nd minute.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think after that 20-minute spell, you know, I thought we did play some nice stuff without really making many chances. But you are right. But the three sloppy mistakes and the concentration levels the first 20 minutes was poor. But we said to the players every single game, and it's probably more important for away games than it is home games, but you have to be in the game after 20-30 minutes. You can't start like you did today and be 3 goals down after 20 minutes, because you can never always come back from 3-0 down to win the game or draw the game. And we always say to the players, especially away from home, nice and solid. You don't have to win the game in the first 20-30 minutes, and then the game opens up, you know, the last 15 minutes of the first half and the second half. And I honestly believe today, if we'd have started better, probably like we have done recently, I know we conceded an early goal the other day, but that was from a set play and it was poor from us, but we have been a lot better in terms of the overall performance. And if we started the game better today and just was nice and strong for the first 20-30 minutes and it was 0-0, we'd have probably gone and won the game, you know, 2-3-0 if we did played like we did second half. But you never know, do you? But we want to be more solid, especially the first 20-30 minutes. We don't want to give soft goals away. We don't want to give set play goals away. We're working everything in training. The boys can do it, but it's just the consistency of it. So, you know,
I mean, you've got that now, haven't you? You've got that in the bag now. You remember that time we were 3-0 at half time, we won 4-3 away from home at Kingsland Town. You've always got that story now, and you know, if you ever need to lift them up in that same way.
Yeah, well, I can't say it about my own, because I was absolutely lying. But yeah, we've got that in our bag now, and it's probably, I think, there's not many times we've come back from a goal behind this year, actually. Mm. So to come back from 3 goals behind just shows what the players can do.
It's like the old days, isn't it? It's like last season and the season before, isn't it? Just conceding lows, but trying to score more than the opposition.
Yeah, but when, I mean, listen, you say harsh words when you're upset, especially at half time, but I absolutely love these players. They're an absolute great group of lads. They proper care about the club. And I actually lost my head at half time and said to them, listen, guys, are you trying to get me bloody sacks here or what? You know, when I was in my rant, and I said to him, I said, listen, you go out and show me. He said, the same team has got to the first 10 minutes to go and show me that you really care about this club, and the players who come on really care about this club. And I think the second half 45 minutes performance just shows you that everyone in that dressing room cares about the club and cares obviously about me and the staff as well.
that's really good. And finally, actually, we've got 3 games now, 2 of which are at home, and they're going against these 3 teams. I don't know whether you're aware, we've picked up 7 points out of a possible 9, 2 wins and a draw from the last 3 opposition.
Yeah, well, listen, I said to the players before the game today, I said, listen, 4 games to go, we need to win every single game to give us a chance. And the biggest thing for me is, can we beat our points tally for last year? Obviously, we need other teams to lose games to help us get in the playoffs, but it's not impossible. So I hadn't looked at the league table, but I had a chance.
Six points now. It would have been 9 if we'd have lost it. That would have been it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so now, the main aim is to win all 3 games, give ourselves the best possible chance, and worst case scenario, if we are unlucky, we don't make the playoffs, then, you know, we can finish on a higher tally than we did last year, and that's progress. But listen, it's our second year in the National League North. There's some teams in this league who have been in this league for years and years. It's a tough league, you know. There's a lot of money flying around. There's teams who are full time. There's teams who are hybrid system, and there's players who, you know, maybe a little bit older, but dropping down from League One, League Two to play in this league and getting paid big money. Which, you know, we can't compete with. There's, you know, what we're doing, you know, we've got a culture and values of players who care and want to play for the team. They're not on big money like some players at different teams, and we're trying to do our best. We've got an honest group, we try to play the right way, we try and compete. I think we're quite entertaining to watch, and we always give it a go. You know, not once at half time did I say to the players today, listen, let's go out there and just not concede a goal. We wanted to go and try and attack the game and win. And like some people might say, oh, you're daft, you know it'd be better to finish the game losing 3-0, but I would rather lose 5-6-0 and potentially get sacked and not go for it. So we went for it. You know, I think my little cheeky lie about coming back from 3-0 worked, and the lads 100% care for this club, and I'm really pleased with the effort, really pleased with the attitude, especially second half. And now we've got 3 games to go, and we need to try and put our second half performance today in all 3 games for the full 90 minutes. That's the main aim.
Well done. Thank you very much. So there we go. That was Scarborough Athletic boss Jonathan Green speaking to me on the pitch at the end of that extraordinary comeback, which saw Scarborough Athletic beat Kings Lynn Town by 4-3. I mean, 4-3 is an amazing scoreline anyway. To win 4-3 away from home, incredible. But to come back from 3-0 down at half-time, the old phrase, it's a game of two halves, has never been more apt for a game of football than that match yesterday. Kings Lynn Town 3-0 up at half time, and then to concede 4 goals in the second half. Just incredible. Just amazing, isn't it? We'll remember that for a long, long time. We've been asking you about Scarborough's all-time great comebacks. And where does that one rank? This on the Scarborough Athletic supporters page. Paul Kirsten says, I still think the Coventry comeback was the best. So that was in the League Cup in the early 90s, of course. And we'd lost 2-0 away from home against Coventry City, who were at the top of the old Division 1, weren't they? So they were flying high at the top of the football pyramid. And they'd beaten us 2-0. At Coventry, and we had this incredible second half where we scored three goals, won 3-0, and went through to the next round. Mick Bradley, best of all, has to be Borough 3, Chelsea 2 from 2-0 down after an hour. Martin Russell, our £100,000 signing, scoring the penalty winner. Yeah, I think for me, that is one of my favourite ever memories as a Scarborough fan. Mick Bradley says, the second, beating Dagenham 2-1 to win the FA Trophy at Wembley with two goals in the last few minutes. It's a very special way to win a game, isn't it? Coming back from behind. There's loads more comments on the Scarborough Athletic supporters group. Do check them out and add yours. It'd be good to see them. And I mentioned this on my Paddy at Breakfast show earlier. One of my favourite things yesterday during the second half. The guy sitting in front of me in the press box obviously worked for the local newspaper, and he'd actually written the headline on his laptop for the back page. So it looked like a newspaper back page. And the headline read something like, you know, Linnet's unbeaten run continues as they beat Scarborough. It was something along those lines. And even when we got that first goal back, the headline was still there. And I kept thinking, I would just love it, Kevin Keegan style. I'd just love it if he had to change that headline. And sure enough, in injury time, he did. And that was one of my favourite moments of yesterday. Now, with the 3 points, what that does do is keep Scarborough's faint playoff hopes alive. 3 games to go for the Sea Dogs, 6 points behind the playoffs. It is, as we now know, a funny old game, and anything can happen, especially when you've got a bit of momentum behind you and you're playing teams who are also chasing a playoff place. On top of that, 2 of our remaining 3 games are at home. So it really is time to back the Borough and get yourself to the Flamingoland Stadium for Scarborough Athletic against Spennymoor Town this coming Saturday, the 6th of April, a 3 o'clock kickoff. You can get your tickets in advance on scarboroughathletic.com. And then Scarborough's final away game of the season, Boston United away. That is Saturday, the 13th of April. Again, a 3 o'clock kickoff for that. Almost as far as we travelled yesterday, but not quite. And then a home game against Alfreton Town, the final match of the season, Saturday, the 20th of April. Again, get your tickets in advance at scarboroughathletic.com. And if you want to get on the bus to Boston United, in your fancy dress perhaps as well, then do contact the Valley Bar Sea Dogs. Let's get as many people cheering on the Sea Dogs in these final 3 games of the season. And as Jono said, you know, if we can get in the playoffs, if we can sneak in the playoffs, it'd be amazing. But, you know, if not, let's try and just get as high as we can and maybe finish on more points than last season, something to really build on into next season. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Sea Dogs podcast. This is episode 39, and we'll be back with episode 40 very, very soon as we get ready for another exciting climax of the season. With 3 games to go, isn't it great that we do still have plenty to play for? This is the post.
This is the Coast. The home of live Scarborough Athletic coverage. This is the Coast Extra.
With Northeast Security Shutters, the winning team for automated gates and garage doors. Visit nestdoors.co.uk. This is the
Coast Extra.